This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. It's the 25th of March, 2023. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is a really exciting week to talk on Radio Law Talk. Let me just tell you the list. I didn't get through the list at the beginning. This is the list of a few of the items that we're going to talk about today. We're going to get through as many as we can. What happens if your marriage is not binding? What happens if you're unmarried couples and you thought you were married, but you're not married? Denise is going to get into that. That's her. That's what she does. And then we're going to talk about Kenny G's divorce. Kenny G was one of the most famous and still famous, you know, musicians, especially played the saxophone. He's now claiming, hey, I'm not as popular as I used to be. I don't want to pay spousal support. Denise is going to get into that also. We got, there's a travesty going on right now, and this case needs to come up because we have issues of not enough fudge in brownies, and there's a lawsuit that's been brought about this, and you're going to be shocked as to who brought the lawsuit, and not enough mint in the brownies, and there's a lawsuit, and that is important for us to discuss.
Keebler Elf?
Yeah, and then talking about the Stephen
Smith. No, that's
Smith
the wage case. Claim.
Yeah, Stephen Smith, that's the that came out in the Murdaugh trial. That's the kid that that died. Buster Murdaugh is being harassed about this. And boy, oh boy, the guy lost his mom, his brother, and now his dad's in jail. Now people are harassing him, you know, hinting that maybe he's involved. He's innocent, everybody, until proven guilty. But they've reopened this case. And we'll tell you what they have said about the case so far. We got the Supreme Court's going to decide about poop. Yes, repeat that. Decide about poop. And that's what it's going to be deciding soon, and we're going to talk about the poop case.
Hmm.
And that's very interesting. We're going to bring up the latest on Lori Vallow. That's the Idaho woman that allegedly murdered her children for some God thing that, July was the rapture when Jesus was coming and God was going to...
Doomsday.
That was of July of 2021, I think. Unless I'm Jesus. He ain't here.
I wonder if when July of 2021 came around and... Actually, then August of 2021...
They wrote books about it.
August of 2021 comes around and... What they thought was going to happen in July didn't happen. If that's when they look at each other and go, uh-oh.
We need a new date.
We may have made a grave mistake, pun intended. Well, oh, no.
Isn't that the same thing as people predicting we would have no snow in 2023? It would just be a memory? I mean, isn't it the same kind of thing? You take a guess, you mess up, you move on, right?
Well, that's like
are a little higher in this case.
This is fair point. Did I say 2021? I meant 2027.
Yes.
Let me see your calculations. What's 4 times 7? I don't know. What did I put? Oh, dang it.
Oh, no. Then we're going to talk about a high school football coach is getting justice for what? And then we're going to talk about that. And the most interesting criminal sentence coming along is we're going to talk about what this criminal was sentenced to, the judge sentenced them to. These are really
cruel. Some could argue
that's
cruel and unusual
punishment.
Oh,
it is cruel and unusual punishment, what they made this sentence this criminal to, but it is cruel and unusual punishment. But we're here for one thing, and that's for Cal Hunter's attempt to throw the lawyers off in case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Okay. You new affiliate folks, guess along. Tell us what you think, whether this is a case or no case. And here it is. They called him the Moose, a football player-sized man who was a truly gifted baseball player. so good, he ended up playing for the New York Yankees for 9 years and won 2 World Series titles. But all good things must come to an end, and Moose was called into the office and said, "We're trading you to the National League and to the rival, hated Brooklyn Dodgers." He hated the Dodgers. He was promised by the then Yankee ownership when they signed him 9 years ago that they would never trade him to the National League, let alone to the Dodgers. Oh, come on, man. When Buzzy Bavasi tried to sign Moose, he said, "Well, maybe I will and maybe I won't," Moose said. To do so would have blown up the big trade, but if he failed, he didn't want to be seen as a bad guy in the eyes of the fans on his new team. So behind the scenes, Moose quietly went to a lawyer to see if he could break the trade and see if he had a case or no case. And I think, Denise, you get to go first on this one.
Can I interrupt? Do we have to, do you want us to, as an extra point, name this baseball
player? Absolutely.
His nickname was Moose, or you just said that?
His nickname, they called him blank, the Moose, blank. In other words, first name, the Moose, last name. Yeah. What do you think, Denise, case or no case?
Well, I think that this is kind of gender biased, actually, because I know absolutely nothing about baseball.
Oh, sorry. Well, you should if you were truly into the equality thing. You'd know everything.
I could talk softball.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
So can Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I couldn't lose it. That's okay. Hey, we're live on the air. That's okay.
Denise, what's the point total right now, case or no case? Just out of curiosity.
All right.
Here we go.
Look, you're ahead.
Todd says, look at this scoreboard, baby.
He needs 1 point.
Because because I'm going to say this.
You need 1 point.
I would say that was such a funny comment, Fred. I would give him a point because he said the joke during case or no case. I would agree to give Fred a point.
And it was
good.
Not only that, but it was set up at the right time. It wasn't late.
Yeah, right in front of when I'm going to talk. Yes. I mean, look at my face.
I know.
Embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed.
Or you.
I'm not embarrassed. Everything was good, too. We do everything according to the SEC. We're above board. Softballs and baseballs.
Okay, it's in his contract that he can be traded, and there's nothing mentioned and no written promise that that he cannot be traded to the National League.
But they promised.
Yeah, but that was oral, and in their written agreement, it says that there are no other oral representations in this. Everything's in the contract.
So this is the deal right here. Okay.
But look at me, Todd.
So I'm going to go next.
I'm going to say...
Oh, I thought you already said no case.
I didn't say no case.
Oh.
What I said was the law.
Oh.
So now I'm going to say no case.
Fred, what do you think?
I think it's a case. I'm going to say it's a case. I think this is a famous baseball scenario, and this is a certain player, and I'm going to think about the player because I think the winner's obviously going to be the New York Yankees win because they're the most powerful. the contract's very clear that they can trade them, and so it's a case. And they can trade this individual, and I've got about 2 or 3 names. I'm trying to think of who it is. So, obviously, if it was the Brooklyn Dodgers, you know this is back in the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Older school.
Yeah, older school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but here's the expert, Todd. We don't have a lot of time left. Wait, hold on. He's about ready to hold up the 1 minute. Let's wait for Todd, because Todd is a baseball connoisseur. By the way, Todd is not only a lawyer, former prosecutor and public defender, actor, and he does announce baseball. So he knows a lot about baseball. We come back. Let's see if he guesses who that person is.
Apparently I know a lot about softball, too.
I'm going to enrich this a little bit. If you can get the player's name, I will give you 2 points. 2 points for
extra.
The player's name. Yeah.
All right.
Additional points.
Can
so
I
they
do
went
research?
From the
Can I do some
No,
research?
So they went from the Yankees
no
to the Dodgers.
Researching, Denise. Come
Yankees
on.
To Dodgers. All right, we'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Who is the Moose and what's this story all about? We'll find out after we take our first break of this hour on Radio Law Talk. And we thank our great radio stations for carrying the show. And, of course, we thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Hold on.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You better listen to us. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info at radiolawtalk.com. .com.
So a baseball player named Moose, nicknamed Moose, played for the New York Yankees. He wins two World Series. And after that, he gets traded after 9 years. to the Brooklyn Dodgers. He's upset. He goes to supposedly his lawyers and said, I want to get let out. I don't want to be forced to go to the Dodgers. I want to stay with the Yankees. And the question is that a case or no case? And who is the individual? And it's off to Todd.
Okay, so the first thing that I thought of, Cal, when you were talking about this, was harkened back to my days in law school. There's this thing called the peril evidence rule.
Peril?
And, peril,
yes,
or parole?
It's pronounced peril, but it's spelled the same way as parole. But the peril evidence rule says, in essence, in the course and scope of negotiations, whatever you have said back and forth, if it doesn't get reduced to the writing and the language of the contract, it doesn't matter. The only thing it controls is the language of the contract.
So negotiations are not part of the deal.
Correct.
The deal's the deal, yeah.
And what the idea here is that if it was truly negotiated, it meant that much, you got to put it in writing. So, no, it's only what's in writing. Now, there are, like the hearsay rule, a ton of exceptions. For example, if there was fraud in the course and scope of negotiation and things like that, there are some. But the general rule is you got a prior or a side agreement or something in connection with the contract. If it's not put into the contract, it doesn't control. And so because of that, and because you said Brooklyn Dodgers, which means this is at least 60 years ago.
Before the 60s, yes.
Because the Giants have been in San Francisco, I think, since 62, 63.
It moved about the same time.
And
right.
So, and you have to understand that back then, I mean, it was players having rights where they can really negotiate and hold management to the fire compared to the history of baseball. That's a relatively recent thing compared to the entire history of baseball, and certainly players didn't have a whole lot of rights back at the era that you're talking about with this. So because of that, I say it's no case, but I do have a guess as a scenario. I think there was a player that was traded from the Yankees to the Dodgers, but I don't think that it ever materialized and turned into a case. So no case, but I have a name. It's probably not the right name. I do have a name that I can throw out there.
So are all of you saying this is no case?
Fred said case.
I say it's a case.
Okay. And so, Denise, you get to go first on the name if you want to just take a stab at it.
Hank the Moose Aaron.
Oh, okay.
That's the only name I could come to.
That's fine. That's good. Fred, what do you think?
So, okay, I first thought Boog Powell. And then I thought, you know what, though? He played for the Orioles. So yeah. That's not
He's
him.
He's a big fella.
And then I thought Roger Maris.
Mm.
He played for the New York Yankees.
And the Cardinals, yeah.
But he didn't go to the Dodgers, so he's out. I'm thinking Sandy Koufax.
Well, that's a good
one. All Sandy Koufax.
Todd Koonin, do you have a guess on whom the Moose might be?
I don't even know if this person ever played for either the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Honus Wagner. It's the only one I could think of.
That's a good one. Now, first, I want to remind you that Kurt Flood was the guy
who
went and fought for free agency and allowed players.
He played for the Cardinals.
Yes, he did. And then he wouldn't play. He sat out. Said, I'm going to free agent. I'll play for whom I wish to play for. But long before that, Bill the Moose Scourin.
I don't know.
Oh, that was my second.
I mean, he was a Hall of Famer.
I didn't know he was
very popular. And he actually said, and the reason I came across this story, he actually said, you know, I might kind of like playing for the Dodgers. This will be great.
Wow, no, that is.
Yeah, so no case?
And yeah, because in those days, players did not have the authority to block a trade. It was never in a contract. In fact, they were actually considered property of the owners, much like slaves in the earlier time. So that's why
Bruce
Scourin, Scowron, Bill Scourin.
Bill Scourin.
All right.
The Moose, big fella. I know it's a little obtuse, but I know this much. That, friends, is case or no case. And next hour, we go to Southern California for a pet cemetery that got too full. Coming up on
cemetery
case or no case. Yeah.
So shall we play to 100?
But so what does that mean? We played a 50. What does
All right, you ready for
I
this?
I you just won for the third time.
All right.
So we got to buy McDonald's.
All right. Here we go. Yeah, there's the So Bill Scourin,
yep.
A 1954 Topps baseball card, number 239, rookie card from 1954 is going for $755.65.
I mean, he was no Babe Ruth, but he was.
That's not bad.
Was Hank Aaron a baseball player?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that adds a little bit of intrigue to this because you said his rookie year was 1954, right?
Yeah.
So the Giants came. That was the Giants. When did the Dodgers go to Brooklyn?
About the same time. Yeah, yeah.
So if he played for, Scourin played for the Yankees for 9 years, that puts him right around 63, which would have been pretty close to the same time the Dodgers then moved from New York to L.A., which might have been why, I'll go live on the West Coast.
Yeah, and why did the National League encourage both teams to move? To have a rivalry. They didn't want to have one team just sitting out there all by itself. So they said, well, go ahead and go, sure.
It's pretty hard to get people on the West Coast interested in pro ball clubs if you literally don't have any in your state, which is...
And they both had minor league teams, but the L.A. Angels, right? And the San Francisco Seals. But anyway, there you have it.
Wow, I like that, because, you know, those of you ready for a little bit of stuff you don't care about, anecdotal stuff, but I am a big baseball card collector, and I've been collecting baseball cards since... the fourth grade.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I've got a... Well, I don't
oh,
want
my
to
gosh. That was like a century ago.
It was a long time ago.
I got a box of them I needed to go through. Pretty pristine.
And I have very, good, some nice... But this original vintage, 1958 Topps, $20 for him. So maybe I'm going to go buy one of his baseball cards. Here's a 1963 one for $3.99. During the break, I'm buying it.
Okay.
I'm going to buy it, guys.
You do it, man.
I'm buying it.
I would. Yeah.
We come back. We're going to talk about some cases, man. We got so many cases to talk about. I don't know what to do about it. We'll finish up with the Arizona Trucker.
Well, we may know what to do about it, but we'll take a stab next on Radio Law Talk, and we thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We'll be back after our bottom of the hour break on many great local radio stations like yours and always live at RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. 800-254-1639. That's 800-254-1639. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications.
USA News Update. At least 23 people are dead after a tornado touched down in western Mississippi. Eldridge Walker, the mayor of Rolling Fork, telling WJTV.
Well, at my home, half of the roof is blown off and it's raining in my home. But more importantly, I'm out on foot now, walking my community. There's a lot of damage that has taking place here. A lot of homes damages.
The tornado hit the towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork. A chocolate factory explosion in Reading, Pennsylvania left 5 people dead and 5 missing. The blast at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory shook the town of West Reading. It destroyed most of that building. There will be no number one seed in the NCAA Men's Elite Eight for the first time since seeding began in 1979. Last night, Miami beat number one seed Houston, and San Diego State took down number one Alabama to eliminate the final 2 number one seeds. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In 76.
Boys are weird. This is no fun.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
We're going to quickly finish up on this, really quick, this trucker that has his assets seized in Arizona. $39,500 because he came across the border. I mean, he came from, came into Arizona from, I can't remember what state, another state. California.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Came to buy a truck, brought cash. From state to state, you can bring as much cash as you want, but TSA, Denise, says what?
Yeah, I was able to research it because it didn't make sense to me. But if TSA, when they when you bring it through security, if they see it, they can question the passenger about what the purpose is and what the source of that money is. And that's what appears to have happened. The officer in this case was more than likely, it says Phoenix police officers approached him, but probably it was TSA that actually, you know, tipped them off. And if as long as a passenger can say, this is my money and it's for this purpose and this is how I got it, it should be fine because there really is no crime. But in this particular case, the man was basically accused of being part of a criminal kind of conspiracy or activity, and they got him to sign a waiver saying that it wasn't my money because he thought, well, if I say it's not my money, then I'm not going to go to jail. So.
And his statement there was he didn't really understand the waiver, and I get that because if you're being questioned by law enforcement and you're sitting there and all this is going on, that's not the right frame of mind for you to really scrutinize and read, and you don't have an attorney there explaining stuff to you to look at what you're reading, and the fact is He lost the money. This was in August of 2020. He loses the money. He then tries to go get the money back. He's showing all of the paperwork of why he was there, that this was not money that was involved in criminal activity, and that despite his signature, it was his, showed the bank statements where he had withdrawn the money and put it so that he could take it there, and was denied to get it back. But on appeal, ultimately, Court of Appeal said, yeah, you get your money back. And so he was able to get it back with a paltry, 0.8% interest on his 39.5. But the fact is, from August of 2020 until just recently here in 2023, so almost 3 years, he had $500 shy of $40,000 stuck with because of asset forfeiture.
And had to hire and wanted attorney's fees. Luckily, though, a Virginia-based libertarian nonprofit group called the Institute for Justice helped him out.
I'm familiar with that group. They do a lot of work.
Helping out
For seizures?
They do a lot of work anytime they see... It's somewhat similar to work the ACLU does. Anytime they see a government agency or something happening on the part of government that just seems like, look, I get why you're doing this, but step back and look at the people you're hurting by enforcing this broadly the way you're doing. And they don't take every case that comes their way, but if they see one that is a class of case that is continually happening, which asset forfeiture is, then they get involved and try to rectify this.
Todd, I think one of the challenges is that asset forfeiture is incentivized by many police departments because they get to keep sometimes a portion of what they seize.
They do.
I think they should be careful about that. From that
sense. Yeah, it's almost like incentive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's call
the commission.
If you have 855 Law Radio, what I want to bring up is the courts in Arizona upheld the seizure. And then an en blanc, which means three judges in the Arizona Court of Appeals, railed on basically the police department and the lower court and criticized them, mainly the attorney's office, for doing what they did, and overturned the lower court. And so they've got their money back plus 0.08%. which is nothing, and they're still working on this, trying to get more out of the government for this individual. By the way, the civil forfeiture laws that we've talked about, but the Arizona legislature, since this incident, is passing a forfeiture reform bill that basically bars law enforcement from coercing people to sign something. Okay, you got to sign something, or else we're not going to give you your money back, type of thing.
Whatever. Did he get the truck?
I don't know what's happened.
He never got the truck because he didn't have the money to go make the purchase.
There's a damage right there, right, if you wanted to go after that?
Well, perhaps.
Maybe.
One of the things that we're talking about is where is it in the U.S. Constitution that protects people from illegal seizures? And we went into a discussion of all the amendments, the first, second, third, U.S. Constitution and the amendments to that, and we discovered that it's kind of mainly in the Fifth Amendment, right?
Yeah, the Fifth Amendment, everybody thought, plead the Fifth, right to remain silent, and that's certainly probably what the Fifth Amendment, if you said, refer to the Fifth Amendment, probably 9 out of 10 people would say, yeah, that's the right to remain silent. That 10th person is also the same dentist that didn't recommend a Crest toothpaste. But the Fifth Amendment does cover a lot of stuff. For example, it says, nobody shall be compelled in a criminal case to be a witness against themselves. We get that. This, by the way, hearkening back to the first hour, is why in a criminal case, the prosecution can never call the defendant as a witness. It's the Fifth Amendment privilege. It protects against that. But the Fifth Amendment also says that people should not be deprived of, quote, life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Now, So what's the justification before there's been a conviction or anything for the government to come in and seize this 39.5?
Even an arrest. I mean, gosh.
Well,
it's to me, I mean, there's not even an accusation. He was a criminal.
Well, I don't know how much happened here. I do know this, that despite what the Fifth Amendment says, that the law enforcement doesn't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt or a conviction to seize property if they think that property was part of the crime. Let's say in a sales of drugs case, and you find, you know, a kilo of cocaine in one person's car and another person there for the buy, and they're found with an amount of money that would have purchased the kilo of cocaine. Well, the cocaine and the money are both going to be seized as evidence under a probable cause standard to be retained for subsequent prosecution. And I get that in some asset forfeiture cases, but I think what they're finding out here, this is why these agencies get involved, why there's been a change, is it has been incentivized. And things are being, money is being seized under asset forfeiture and actually converted to agency money or government money, goes into the pot and what have you, and the forfeiture signed off on by courts, often before criminal cases are even done or in the absence of criminal cases altogether. And in that regard, it's gone too far. And so in this case, I'm glad he got his money back. I just said he had to wait 3 years to get it.
And they're still fighting, though. Still fighting it.
So,
Denise, you're going to put in some work here. We're going to talk about a few things. The first thing is what happens if your wedding wasn't really
legit?
Legit, but they didn't turn proper paperwork in.
Uh-oh.
Then I want to get into the question of what happens when couples that are unmarried but live together split up. And then we're going to get into Kenny G. We're going to talk about his divorce. So let's start about what happens if your wedding was not real, but, you know, that's what some people say, but it actually was real, but the paperwork wasn't turned in.
So performed under correct authority, but the certificate was not given to the county or whatever. Is that the kind of the question? Am I getting that?
Well, we're talking specifically about the United States. We're not talking about other countries, because other countries, if you go through some religious ceremony, it could be a legitimate wedding, right? But in the United States, it takes one act to have a legitimate marriage, and that is to obtain a marriage license or a marriage certificate from the local agency that issues those type of certificates or licenses. And this happens more often than people know. You know, you go to Tahoe, you have a wedding, you know, you're given a marriage certificate in some cases, or the person that conducts the wedding has that marriage certificate, and it has to be turned in. It has to actually be put in with the state records and become part of, in California, it's part of vital statistics. And so in this particular, in many particular cases, I've seen this. In fact, there's a famous one. I don't know if you watch Vanderpump Rules.
I do not.
But Vanderpump Rules, there was a couple there that it was Tom and
Let's think about it. Let's get back to it,
yeah.
Please, because we have 30 seconds.
Well, somebody call in and let me know if you know about this story, because it's a really good story.
We're gonna move on and talk about some divorce stuff when we get back. And Kenny G.
Domestic bliss or the lack thereof, the theme of the next segment of Radio Law Talk, and it's coming right up after we take our break. Don't go away. This is Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Ever.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
So Denise was talking about this case in Ohio where a grandfather, don't forget, you can have just about anybody marry you. They have to have either something civilly be like licensed civilly, or you know, judges do it, stuff like that, marriages, attorneys do, or you have to be religiously set up somehow and have to be able to, you can marry people, but somehow there's a process through the government. In fact, a friend of mine who's a lawyer was asked to perform the wedding of a very close friend, and so instead of going through the government as a non, he could have done it as a religious leader or as a non-religious, as an attorney, and he chose the religious leader. And you can go online and become a religious leader and marry people. And I remember him telling me the name of his church, and I asked him what he believed. He said, "I don't know, and I don't really care. I just want to marry someone."
It's so funny. That, life.
It was so funny. This church is like, here's this church, and it's like, I have no idea what I believe, but I'm just going to marry someone. So that's anyway. Denise, keep going. So what happens if that doesn't occur? What happens?
Well, if you don't properly register your marriage license, then you're not legally married.
Because they have to send it in, right?
They have some, in some states, it's like within so many days. And in some states, it's within so many years. And it just depends on it. And it is a state issue. It's state by state, but it does require that either the marriage certificate gets filed with the court or with some other kind of an agency. In this particular case, an Ohio couple, they had their grandfather do the ceremony. And then they found out, like, several years later that that ceremony did not mean they were married, that their grandfather had the marriage certificate and he forgot to turn it in. So what happened? They found out that they had missed the deadline to turn it in within the 60-day period, but they were able to go to the court and ask the court to help them, and the court did, in fact, help them, and they did get the marriage legitimized and retroactively in that particular case.
So here's a conundrum-oriented question, and I'm springing this on you. I apologize because I haven't given you time to research this. But let's say, for the sake of arguments, that something like this happens, and they had been married for 8 years. They had thought they had been married for 8 years, but it turns out they were not legally married for 8 years. In the eighth year, they get it rectified. They get married. In the tenth year, they divorce. So now, on paper, it looks like they've only been married for 2 years, but really they think they've been married for 10 years. When you go to view this from a community property standpoint and assets earned during the marriage or community property, assets from before or not, after separation or not, what year do they use for what you think that they would use for the community property aspect of it?
Well, it's going to depend on the state, number one. In California, there pretty much would be two analyses. One would be if they had committed to each other, they agreed they were going to have community property, all that stuff, and they believed they were married, and they held each other out as husband and wife, there's a thing called Marvin action. And that's from Lee Marvin. Very famous case, and that means that it could potentially, the community property laws apply to them back to the date that they had been together. Another issue is quasi-community property. And that's usually it's most common when somebody is already married, but they thought they were divorced, right? So they got married again, and there's really no marriage because you can't be married to two people. And that's where the concept comes in that it's quasi-community property. In other words, it's still going to be treated as community property. So it's just going to depend on the state and the law of the state. I can't answer definitively in every state because there's just no one rule applies in that.
So I guess my next question is, and folks, for those listening, you have to understand the jaded nature of the wingnut that's asking this question.
Correct.
Which is me, okay? But let's say, same scenario, let's say 5 years in, come to find out they're not really married, and the dude says, "Wow, this is like a mulligan in golf. See ya, babe. I'm out of here."
Wow.
Do they have to go through dissolution? Maybe it's her. Maybe he was on the cover of Men's Health magazine the day they got married, but now he's shopping
on
it forever.
He's
shopping it Forever 21 or the plus size store. You know, that brings a whole bunch of different issues. But let's say that happens, and one of the two of them says, "Well, if we weren't married, adios, babe, dude, whatever. I'm out of here." Are they free to go marry somebody else?
It depends on who takes what action next, right?
Yeah.
It's possible. And in the Vanderpump Rules, Tom Schwartz and Katie, they got married, and Tom never turned in their marriage certificate.
Tom's
so they were,
man,
like, very, very many years. I think it was 3 years that they were married that they weren't legally married, and they went back to get their vows renewed, I believe is what happened, and Katie found out they weren't legally married. And you know what? He almost did it again. He had lost the original marriage certificate, and when they got remarried, or if they went through the ceremony again, he had again control of that marriage certificate, and he lost it for a period of time again. I mean, I think that bodes badly for them. But they did ultimately legitimize their marriage.
or maybe Tom's just like, I forgot to turn that in, and I'm just going to, that's my get out of jail free card right there.
Nah.
So, interesting.
But every state's different. You got to be careful. Some have the longer time period. Yes, that's exactly right. Denise, who is Tom Sandoval? He's an actor, right?
Well, he's not. He's a reality star.
Okay.
So there's a little difference there between acting and reality.
Okay.
But
all right. From what reality?
Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox, or Maddox, I think is how she says it. They were together for a long time. I mean, I think it's been like 12, 15 years, something long time. No, I guess it's only 9 years. But they bought a house together in Los Angeles area. And it's really interesting when you buy a house together, if you don't fully define your rights, then the title's going to control, right? So if they bought it as tenants in common, then they're each going to be entitled to half. If they bought it as joint tenants, now that's when it gets interesting, because if it's joint tenants with the right of survivorship, if either of them died, the other one would get the whole. But when they split up, they have to basically, it's treated like a partnership, and they have to basically show their investment in that property to determine their pro rata basis in that property.
Hmm.
And this is the way that community property laws
no more
used
the,
to apply.
Hey, I got a common marriage stuff.
No, none of that. But this is the way the community property laws used to be applied under the theory, under the past, and I forgot what they called it, but it was where they wanted to get rich women with lots of resources from the east, you know, eastern part of our nation to come to California, because all they had there were poor miners, right? They wanted to get rich women out here. So initially, the rich women used to be able to keep their own property, right?
keep going.
Yeah.
He will take
so you get it, but that law
wait,
now
this was
changed.
A program that was done away with? How dare
yeah,
they?
What? Exactly. Yeah, it was for a very long time. And Todd, we used to have to determine partnership.
Would you allow a cougar? Would you date a cougar?
Well, I went to Brigham Young University, so I always did because that was the mascot. They were cougars.
All right, so the answer is yes. Keep going, Denise.
Yeah, so, the answer is yes. So Tom Sandoval and Ariana now are
the reality store. They're
both
shows
of them are reality stars on Vanderpump Rules. And what happened is that Tom Sandoval cheated with one of the other reality stars' former girlfriends.
Okay, wait. A reality star.
Former fiance.
Ooh. Do we have, wait, we need a flow chart for this. So we got the two reality stars. He cheats on her with another reality star's ex-girlfriend?
Ex-fiance.
Oh, there's a big difference there.
Yes.
The only thing that was not.
Well, yeah,
wow.
Because they got all the way almost to getting married. They had their party for their engagement. They did all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
But anyway.
Apparently, the only thing that was not reality there was the vows to each other.
Yeah.
There's no reality at all in any of that. I didn't mean it. Whatever.
Well, when it's we come back, we're going to talk about Kitty G, Denise. We're going to talk
well,
about
I want to talk
G.
first
sure.
about cohabitation agreements.
Okay, but we'll do cohabitation, then we're going to talk about Kitty G when we come back. Third hour. And then we have a case or no case. Cal Hunter's going to try to stump us again. It doesn't matter. We're starting all over because Todd won. We'll be back.
There you go. That's Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. You can play along with Case or No Case 2 and catch all of the insights of these great folks you're listening to right here on our panel on Radio Law Talk, on RadioLawTalk.com, and on many wonderful local radio stations across America. We'll take a break and we'll come right back at 6 minutes after next hour.
Been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.